Good morning, and welcome to Claude Daily. I'm Alex.
And I'm Sam. It is Monday, June 15th, 2026. And Alex, I don't know if you've had your coffee yet, but you're going to need it because today's show is something else.
Yeah. I mean, every week we say big week for AI, and we usually mean it. But today is one of those episodes where the lead story is genuinely going to stop you in your tracks.
Like stop mid-commute stop. Pull out your phone and call someone stop. Look up from your desk stop.
All of those, yeah. So we've got a massive headline about Anthropic's newest models and a U.S. government shutdown order that happened almost overnight. We've got the Trump administration in the mix. We've got Amazon. We've got the European Union opening an investigation. We've got a deal-seeking situation that's apparently ongoing as we sit here.
And there's an irony at the center of this story that, honestly, I've been thinking about it since last night, and it just keeps getting more interesting the more I turn it over.
We're going to get into all of it. We also have two major enterprise deals that got somewhat overshadowed by the chaos, a new government cybersecurity initiative, and the results from Anthropic's first formal public accountability report.
That last one is especially interesting given the week's other events. The timing could not be more pointed.
We'll get there. Let's start at the beginning. Okay. So, Anthropic has been building what by all accounts are two of its most advanced AI models, Claude Fable 5 and Claude Mythos 5. These are frontier-level models, the kind of thing that generates genuine anticipation across the industry, months before release. And Fable 5 in particular, people have been watching for this one.
Real anticipation, not just inside the AI community either. This had broken into broader tech conversation. Fable 5 was something people were genuinely excited about.
So Anthropic releases Fable 5, and within 72 hours, Sam, the United States government steps in and effectively forces Anthropic to take it offline. And Mythos 5 goes down with it.
I have to just sit with that for a second. 72 hours. You release what is supposed to be your flagship model, your most capable AI system, and before the weekend is over, it's gone. Not because something broke, not because there was a safety incident, because the government said take it down.
And the mechanism here matters, so let's be precise. This was a U.S. government export control order, essentially a directive saying Anthropic cannot allow foreign nationals to access these particular models.
Export controls. So the government is treating these AI models the way it treats advanced semiconductor technology or certain military-grade hardware. Things that are too strategically sensitive to let flow freely across national lines.
That's the logic, yes. And when Anthropic was faced with that directive, they had a choice. You could technically attempt to geoblock. You could try to verify citizenship and residency. You could try to restrict access in targeted ways while keeping the models running for domestic users.
Right. None of that is trivial, though. Geoblocking at scale with sophisticated users who know how to use a VPN, that's a game you can't necessarily win. And verifying citizenship? You're not asking for passports when people sign up for a Claude account.
So Anthropic apparently decided that selective restriction was either not technically feasible at the level the government required, or not something they were willing to implement in a way that might be easily circumvented.
And instead, they pulled both models entirely.
Entirely. Multiple outlets confirming this. The Guardian. Anthropic disabling its most advanced AI models after a U.S. order limiting foreign access. Fortune. Anthropic disables. Fable and Mythos models after U.S. government bars it from giving foreigners access. CNN specifically said all access to the Mythos model was suspended. Not just restricted, not just internationally limited. All access.
CNN said all access, which means domestic U.S. users lost access too.
That's what the reporting suggests. The decision was full suspension rather than partial, which, if you think about the scale of what just went offline, that is a staggering business decision.
Because these aren't legacy models. These aren't things that were going to be deprecated anyway. These are the crown jewels. Fable 5 and Mythos 5 are what you just spent enormous resources building, training, evaluating, and launching. And you suspend them globally.
And we've got coverage from The Hill, from Neowin, from Tech Times, from a publication called Encrypted, all converging on the same picture. This was a U.S. export control directive, and Anthropic felt it had no real choice but to comply. And their method of compliance was total suspension.
Okay. So who specifically in the government made this call and why? Because something this significant doesn't just fall out of the sky.
So this is where it gets politically layered. The reporting from KuCoin specifically says the shutdown happened within 72 hours amid pressure from Amazon and the White House. Two different sources of pressure, both pointing in the same direction.
Wait, Amazon is in this?
Amazon is in this.
Amazon, which is one of Anthropic's largest investors. Amazon, through whose cloud infrastructure a huge amount of Claude's capacity runs. That Amazon.
That exact Amazon, yes.
Okay. So you have the White House and one of your major commercial partners both pushing in the same direction. That is, that's a very particular kind of pressure. It's not just external regulatory pressure. That's pressure coming from inside the ecosystem.
Right. And then there's the conversation's framing, which I found really significant. They specifically note that the Trump administration singled out Claude Fable 5 and Mythos 5 and distinguishes these models from OpenAI's GPT-555, which was not subjected to the same restrictions and remained operational internationally.
Hold on. Stop there. OpenAI's frontier model keeps running worldwide, but Anthropic's equivalent models get pulled?
That's what the reporting says, yes.
That is a remarkable competitive asymmetry. Like, that is not a minor policy footnote. If your primary competitor is allowed to continue offering its most advanced capabilities globally, and you are not, that is a direct market advantage handed from one company to another by a government order.
And it raises all the questions you'd expect. What criteria is the government using? Is this about specific capabilities of the models? Is this about the company's relationships with the administration? Is there something in Anthropic's architecture that triggered concern that OpenAI's didn't?
And critically, is this principled or is this political?
That is the question that is burning through the tech press right now. And it's the question that Tech Policy Press specifically addresses in their piece about the White House's missing AI safety playbook. The argument being, if you're going to pull a company's flagship model off the market with an executive order, there should be a coherent framework explaining why these models, why now, what standard they failed to meet.
And what does the evidence suggest about whether that framework exists?
The title says it all, Missing AI Safety Playbook.
Yeah, missing. That's the word. Not evolving, not in development, missing.
And this connects to the irony angle that I mentioned at the top, the TechCrunch framing, because this headline has been running around my brain all morning. Anthropic's safety warnings may have just backfired. The government has pulled the plug on its most powerful AI.
Okay. So explain this to people who might not see why this is ironic.
So Anthropic's entire identity as a company is built around being transparent and responsible about AI risks. That's not marketing fluff. That's literally why the company was founded. The founders left OpenAI specifically because they were worried about AI safety. They built a responsible scaling policy. They do extensive evaluations of their models, and they talk about what they find. They publish research about potential harms and risks.
They have been, arguably more than any other major AI lab, the ones saying, hey, this stuff could be really dangerous. Here's how we're thinking about that.
Right. And the theory that TechCrunch is raising is that the government heard all of that, looked at Fable 5 and Mythos 5 and thought, you know what? Anthropic keeps telling us their most advanced models are potentially dangerous. We believe them, so they're off.
The company that sounded the loudest alarms about AI risk gets its AI shut down because the government took the alarm seriously.
While the company that has been somewhat less vocal about worst-case scenarios keeps its models running.
That is, I mean, what do you even say to that? It's almost Kafka-esque. You do the responsible thing, you're transparent about what you've built, and the consequence is that your product gets pulled while your competitor's product, which maybe hasn't generated the same level of public safety discourse, stays up.
And I want to be careful here because we don't have enough information to say definitively that's what happened. We're looking at headlines. We're looking at press coverage. A lot of the underlying documentation hasn't been made public. But the pattern that emerges from the reporting is, at minimum, consistent with that interpretation.
And Spyglass is running a piece called Anthropic's Heel Turn. And in wrestling, that's when a character switches from hero to villain in the eyes of the audience. The framing there seems to be about Anthropic now being caught between its values and its operational reality.
Because the hero version of Anthropic is the safety-first AI lab. The company saying we won't rush products to market, we'll be transparent, we'll publish our findings even when they're uncomfortable. And now Anthropic is in the position of navigating a government that is using the safety conversation as a tool that cuts against them.
And simultaneously, and this is the other layer, they're apparently in negotiations with the Trump administration to get their models back online. Yellow.com has the headline, Anthropic seeks Trump deal after two Claude models forced offline.
Which, okay, look, of course they are. You cannot let your two most advanced models sit offline indefinitely. Enterprise customers signed agreements based on access to these capabilities. Developers built applications on top of them. Revenue expectations were set.
Real partnerships that were announced in good faith are now in flux.
So what does a deal look like? We don't know the specifics. A lot of the reporting on this was limited in detail. But the broad shape of what you'd expect is Anthropic either satisfies some set of conditions the government has about access restrictions or security vetting, or they reach some kind of arrangement that carves out a path for the models to come back under a framework the government accepts.
And every day those models are offline is a day Anthropic's competitors, domestic and international, have the market to themselves at the frontier level.
The commercial pressure to close this deal is enormous.
Enormous. And there's still the EU situation layered on top.
Right. TechScene Global is reporting that the European Union has opened an investigation into Anthropic's, this is their phrase, control directive on its AI models. So you now have European regulators looking at what happened and asking questions.
Which is almost predictable because the EU and the US have completely different regulatory instincts around this. The EU's AI Act framework is built around concerns about discrimination, about data rights, about equal access to services. A company suddenly yanking access to its models for users in certain countries, that raises real questions under European law.
Whereas the US government's concern is essentially the opposite. Too many people have access, specifically people in other countries.
So you have two major jurisdictions with directly conflicting demands. Comply with the US, and you might be in trouble with Europe. Comply with Europe's expectations of equal access, and you might be violating a US executive directive.
And Anthropic is the company in the middle of that tension.
I keep thinking about TechCircle's piece specifically about what this means for India. Because India right now is one of the fastest growing AI markets in the world. Huge base of Claude users and developers. And an export control order that restricts foreign nationals essentially shuts out a massive percentage of that user base from the most capable models.
We're talking potentially millions of users. Thousands of enterprise customers. Developers who have been building products on Claude for months or years.
And those are real people with real projects that just hit a wall.
And India is a significant threat here because, and this actually leads right into something else worth talking about, Tata Consultancy Services, which is one of India's largest companies and one of the world's biggest IT services firms, just announced a partnership with Anthropic.
The timing is...
Yeah.
The timing is something.
TCS is partnering with Anthropic to accelerate enterprise AI adoption using Claude models. This is from the Fast Mode, and TCS is... People who don't follow enterprise IT closely might not fully appreciate how big this is. TCS has hundreds of thousands of employees. They do digital transformation and IT services for companies and governments across every industry you can name. Global reach, enormous client roster.
And TCS integrating Claude into its service offerings means when TCS is helping a bank modernize its operations, when TCS is working with a healthcare system on digital infrastructure, when TCS is advising a government agency, Claude is potentially in that work now.
It's not a direct-to-consumer thing. It's TCS using Claude to power the AI capabilities they deliver to their clients.
Which is actually the way the enterprise AI market often works. You don't sell directly to the end user. You sell to the systems integrator, and the systems integrator sells to the enterprise.
And if TCS is your systems integrator, you've just potentially reached TCS's entire client base.
So the scale of this partnership is, it's enormous. And again, TCS is an Indian company, so you have a major Indian firm betting on Claude as a core platform, right as US export controls are restricting what models their users in India can access.
Does TCS now need to go back and look at whether the models they were planning to build on top of are actually available in the markets where their clients operate?
Those conversations are happening in boardrooms right now, I guarantee it.
And then there's a second enterprise deal, DXC Technology. IBS Intelligence reported that DXC is partnering with Anthropic to scale enterprise AI. DXC is also a Fortune 500, also a global IT services company, similar profile to TCS in terms of its role in the market.
Two massive IT consulting companies making Claude bets in the same period. That's not coincidence. That's a signal about where the enterprise market sees the frontier going.
And from Anthropic's perspective, these kinds of partnerships are incredibly valuable even beyond the revenue. When TCS or DXC integrates your model into their service stack, you're getting embedded into how some of the biggest organizations in the world actually operate.
Your infrastructure. And being infrastructure is actually where you want to be if you're an AI company thinking about long-term positioning.
Exactly. So the business side of things is genuinely strong. Two major enterprise deals in 1 week is a significant commercial development.
Even as the flagship models are offline?
Even as, which kind of tells you something about the enterprise planning cycles. These partnerships were being built and negotiated over months. The regulatory events of the last 72 hours didn't stop the partnership announcements from landing.
The trains are still running, even when the main line has a disruption.
That's a good way to put it.
So that actually connects to something else in today's coverage, the cybersecurity program, which is this interesting counterpoint in terms of Anthropic's relationship with government.
Yeah, so here's the thing. On one hand, you have the federal government forcing Anthropic's models offline. On the other hand, and these things are apparently happening simultaneously, Anthropic has announced a $15 million cybersecurity initiative aimed specifically at state, local, tribal, and territorial governments.
State Scoop had this.
State Scoop had it. And for people who don't follow the cybersecurity space, the abbreviation used in this sector is SLTT, state, local, tribal, and territorial. And these are the governments that are chronically under-resourced when it comes to digital security. Not the Defense Department, not federal agencies with massive IT budgets. We're talking county governments, municipal water authorities, school districts, tribal governments.
And these entities are getting hammered by ransomware and cyber attacks constantly. It's not glamorous coverage, but it's a real and serious problem. A hospital system or a water utility or a public school system that gets locked up by ransomware doesn't have the luxury of calling in a 50-person incident response team.
And the idea with this program is that cloud-powered tools, AI that can help detect threats, help understaffed IT departments respond faster, help smaller organizations punch above their weight on security, that's meaningful practical value for these entities.
And I'll say, there is a strategic layer to this that's worth acknowledging. At a moment when Anthropic's relationship with the federal government is, let's say, complicated, you are visibly investing in public sector safety at a different level of government.
Right. You are demonstrating that you are a responsible actor contributing to national security interests, just not at the federal level right now.
I don't think the goodwill calculation is the primary motivation here. These are real programs solving real problems. But the goodwill element is there.
And $15 million is not a token gesture. That is a real program with real resources behind it.
No, that's substantial. And it puts AI capabilities in the hands of governments that otherwise couldn't afford them. Which is the kind of democratization of AI access that actually, you know, connects interestingly back to the export control conversation.
Say more.
Well, we have the situation where the federal government is restricting access to frontier AI for certain people internationally on the argument that keeping advanced AI out of certain hands is a security imperative. And simultaneously, Anthropic is spending $15 million to get AI into the hands of under-resourced local governments who also couldn't otherwise access it.
So there are two different kinds of access gaps being addressed, in completely different ways, by different actors.
And the underlying question in both cases is, who gets access to powerful AI and under what conditions? That question doesn't have a single answer. It has many answers depending on who's asking and why.
Which is why we need, and again, I keep coming back to this, an actual framework.
A playbook.
A playbook, right. And speaking of frameworks, let's actually spend some time on the Anthropic public record results, because this is the kind of story that might get overshadowed by the regulatory drama, but is genuinely important.
Yeah, the responsible scaling policy. This is the framework Anthropic introduced for evaluating their own models and being publicly accountable about what those evaluations find. And the first public record is Anthropic publishing the results of that process.
So what is the responsible scaling policy at its core? The basic idea is, as AI models get more capable, the risks associated with them can increase in ways that aren't always obvious from the outside. And Anthropic's approach is to create formal checkpoints. Before you move to a significantly more capable model, you have to demonstrate that you've met certain safety thresholds. Scaling, making models bigger and more powerful, is conditional on what the safety evaluations show.
It's a commitment to not just racing forward, a built-in pause and check mechanism.
And the public record is making those check results visible. Not just saying, we do safety evaluations, but actually showing what the evaluations found.
And this matters enormously right now. Because one of the questions hanging over this entire week's events is, what did the government actually know about Fable 5 and Mythos 5 that made them act? What were the specific concerns?
And if Anthropic has published formal evaluation results, those results are part of the public conversation.
Which is exactly why the TechCrunch framing is so provocative. Because the hypothesis that Anthropic's safety transparency contributed to the government action implies that the very data in the public record might have informed the decision to pull the models.
It's a situation where publishing your evaluations creates a kind of vulnerability. You're saying, here is what we found when we looked carefully at what our model can do. And someone in government read that and decided those findings warranted intervention.
But here's the counterargument, and I think it's important. If you don't publish the evaluations, if you keep all of that internal, then you've lost the ability for anyone outside your company to scrutinize what you're doing. And the alternative, AI companies quietly developing increasingly powerful systems with no external visibility into what they've found, is clearly worse.
Right. The transparency creates risk, but opacity creates a different, bigger risk.
There's no clean answer. There's only, what is the least bad approach? And publishing is probably still the least bad approach, even when it creates complications.
And I think the people at Anthropic know that. They've been consistent about this for years. They're not going to stop publishing safety research because a government used it in a way they didn't intend.
At least you'd hope not. That would be the most ironic possible response to what's already an ironic situation.
The government used our safety report against us, so we're going to stop publishing safety reports. That would be no.
The worst outcome. Please don't do that.
No. And I think what the public record represents is Anthropic doubling down on the transparency commitment even in a hostile environment. That's worth recognizing.
It takes a certain kind of institutional fortitude to say, we are going to keep being open about what we find, even when being open has cost us something.
And the responsible scaling policy as a framework is something the broader industry has been watching and partly modeling. Because if you're going to have a coherent approach to safe AI development, you need checkpoints like this. You need formalized evaluation. You need public accountability.
And you need the results to actually matter. The worst version of this is a framework that's all process and no teeth, where you do the evaluations, you publish the results, but they don't actually constrain what you build or when you release.
The test is whether the policy ever actually stops a deployment, and we don't have a complete picture of that from what's available today.
What we do know is the government apparently stepped in and stopped a deployment that Anthropic itself had cleared for release, which is, depending on how you read it, either a sign that external oversight is necessary or a sign that the government has different criteria than the company, or both.
Probably both.
Probably both.
Let's also just briefly flag the Hacker News conversation happening today, because that community tends to crystallize certain angles on stories like this really quickly.
What are they talking about?
The one item we got was limited on detail. It was truncated in our feed. But knowing that community and knowing what's dominating the discourse today, I'd be genuinely shocked if the main thread isn't about the Fable 5 shutdown and what it means for how we think about AI as a regulated technology.
Hacker News on export controls is going to be spicy. That community has really strong priors about information freedom, about whether software and AI models should be regulated the same way as physical hardware, about the slippery slope of treating computational models like munitions.
And the legal question is actually genuinely unresolved. If you access Claude through an API call, is that the same as downloading a piece of controlled technology? Or is it more like using a service? The export control laws were written for a world of physical hardware and software binaries, not cloud-based AI services.
And this week's events are going to force that question to get answered in some form, either through the courts or through legislative action or through the deal-making happening between Anthropic and the administration right now.
However it gets answered, it sets a precedent. Because if the government can successfully pull an AI model with an executive order and make it stick, every future frontier model launch happens under a different set of assumptions.
You're not just launching a product anymore. You're launching a product subject to potential government intervention at any point.
Which changes how you design products, how you set customer expectations, how you structure enterprise contracts, how you think about deployment timelines.
The legal and compliance teams at every major AI company are working overtime this week.
Every one of them.
And there's a broader economic question that I don't want to let go unaddressed. If US AI models are selectively restricted in global markets, whether by government order or by companies pre-complying to avoid orders, you create an opening in those markets for non-US AI providers.
Which is, to put it mildly, not the intended goal of export controls designed to protect US technological advantage.
Right. The whole argument for keeping advanced AI out of certain hands is, broadly, that US AI leadership is a strategic asset, But if U.S. AI companies are restricted from serving global markets, who fills the vacuum?
Competitors who don't have the same export restrictions.
Potentially including competitors from countries we're explicitly trying to maintain an advantage over.
It is the classic export control dilemma. You restrict technology to maintain strategic advantage, but by restricting it, you create the market conditions that motivate competitors to build their own version.
We're going to protect our lead by not letting anyone use our technology is a strategy with some internal contradictions.
Yeah, and I think that tension is going to be very present in whatever negotiations Anthropic is having with the administration right now.
The "here's why keeping us offline globally is actually bad for the goals you're trying to achieve" argument is probably getting made in some meeting room somewhere.
Probably by very expensive lawyers.
Very expensive lawyers, yeah.
All right, let us just take a breath and pull the whole week together because we've covered a lot.
Please, yes.
So the headline story is this. Anthropic released Claude Fable 5 and Claude Mythos 5, its two most advanced frontier models. Within 72 hours of the Fable 5 launch, the Trump administration issued an export control directive restricting foreign nationals from accessing these models. Anthropic, facing pressure from both the White House and Amazon, chose to fully suspend both models rather than implement a partial access restriction. OpenAI's comparable models were permitted to continue operating internationally. The EU has opened an investigation. Anthropic is in active negotiations with the Trump administration to find a path to bring the models back online.
And the irony hanging over all of it is, Anthropic's own history of being transparent about AI risks may have contributed to the government having enough concern about these particular models to act.
Simultaneously, two major enterprise partnerships with TCS and DXC were announced, reflecting strong commercial momentum for Claude in the enterprise market. A $15 million cybersecurity initiative for state, local, tribal, and territorial governments was announced, reflecting Anthropic's ongoing engagement with the public sector at a non-federal level. And the results from Anthropic's first public record under its responsible scaling policy were published, reflecting the company's continued commitment to transparency, even in a challenging environment.
It's a week that contains multitudes.
It really does. And I think the overarching theme, the thing I keep coming back to, is that AI governance is no longer a theoretical or future problem. It's not something being debated in think tanks and regulatory bodies in the abstract. It's producing real-world consequences for real companies and real users right now.
Models that were available yesterday aren't available today. Businesses that had plans have to revisit them. Developers who are building have to stop or adapt. That's concrete.
And the frameworks we have for dealing with this, the legal frameworks, the regulatory frameworks, the international agreements, are not keeping up.
The missing playbook problem.
The missing playbook problem. And the question of who gets to write the playbook, whether it's the companies or the U.S. government or an international body or some combination, that question is being contested right now, today, in ways that are shaping the AI landscape that we're all going to live in.
And Anthropic is at the absolute center of that contest this week, whether they chose to be or not.
Whether they chose to be, which, given that their whole thing is trying to be thoughtful and deliberate about these questions, is either deeply unfortunate or deeply fitting. Maybe both.
Yeah, maybe both.
The story is going to develop fast. The negotiation with the administration is the most immediate thing to watch. Whether other AI companies face similar orders is the next thing to watch. And whether the EU investigation leads to any formal action adds a third dimension.
And what happens to TCS, to DXC, to the enterprise customers who just made major commitments based on access to these models?
Real business relationships in real uncertainty.
We will be tracking all of it.
All right, that is going to do it for today's Claude Daily. This was genuinely one of the bigger episodes we've done. A lot to cover, a lot to think about.
And I know I have a reputation for saying big week every week.
You do have that reputation.
But even by my standards, today was something. A government-forced model shut down within 72 hours of launch. That does not happen every day.
It does not. And it's the kind of event that you'll look back on as one of the moments where the rules of the road for AI got rewritten in real time, or started getting rewritten.
The rewriting is ongoing.
Very ongoing. If you want to dig deeper into any of today's stories, the reporting is out there. The Guardian, Fortune, CNN, TechCrunch, Tech Policy Press, State Scoop all have pieces up. Anthropic's public record results are directly available on Anthropic's website if you want to read the primary source rather than the coverage. And keep an eye on how the Anthropic administration negotiations develop. That is the next chapter of this story.
And if you are one of the people directly affected by the model suspension, if you're a developer, if you're an enterprise user, if you're building something on Claude that just hit an unexpected wall, we genuinely want to hear from you. How are you handling this? What does this disruption actually look like on the ground?
These are real human stories inside a policy story, and they matter.
They matter a lot.
Thank you for listening. I'm Alex.
I'm Sam.
And we will be back tomorrow with more Claude Daily.
Stay curious, everybody, and maybe keep an eye on the news today. Seriously.
Seriously.